Sam Cooke with Change Gonna Come. It is the beginning of a new year. It's often a time of reflection for people, a time when we take stock of our lives and consider areas that we might change or improve on. I caught up with an author recently who's made it her mission to help people make important changes in their lives in order to tap into their inner greatness and make a habit of living in that space. Jen Sincero is a New York Times bestselling author. She's written a series of books, badass books, to motivate people to trust their greatness and create the life that they truly want. Her newest edition is called Badass Habits: Cultivate the Awareness, Boundaries, and Daily Upgrades You Need to Make Them Stick. It's a eureka-sparking, easy-to-digest look at how our habits make us who we are. The book includes enlightening interviews with people who've successfully strengthened their discipline backbones, new perspectives on how to train our brains to become our best selves, and offers a simple 21-day step-by-step guide for ditching habits that don't serve us and developing the habits we deem most important. I spoke with her recently about her badass series of books and the newest edition. You used to be in a band called Crotch many years ago. How did
the important stuff?
Yeah. So how does one make that leap from a band named Crotch to a whole battery of badass books about transformation?
Well, I guess badass is not that far from Crotch.
That's true.
Well, you know, because I was in my 20s and 30s when I was in Crotch, and I was in a band, and I was working at a record company, and I had a great life. I really loved what I was doing, but I was broke. I was just so broke. Like, the money piece was always such an irritating struggle. And so for me, that just really got to the point where I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, I know I can do better. So I started reading self-help books and getting coached, and I've always been a writer. So as I started down that self-help journey, I started reading all these self-help books, and I was like, where's the funny one? Where's the one with the curse words? And that's how I started writing You Are Badass.
So you just mentioned, and I think a lot of people can relate to that, just you're working and working, but never getting ahead really financially, just kind of making it work. What would you tell someone, just a couple pieces of advice to sort of, just to start making the turn for themselves?
Yeah, it's really about making the decision, just starting out by being like, all right, I'm going to do whatever it takes. And so, you know, we sort of make half-assed decisions all the time that I'm going to change and I'm going to do this. But the second it gets too hard or too expensive or too risky, we come up with a million excuses as to why we can't, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, believe me, I tried, you know, fake tried for years to change my money story. And it wasn't until I was like, all right, I am so serious about this. I'm going to do whatever it takes. So when it got to the point where I had to go to some cheesy money making seminar in Las Vegas, or had to hire a financial coach, or had to double my rates, you know, those were the places where I would always come up with a plethora of very, you know, wise excuses as to why I couldn't. And because I had made that decision, I was like, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to do it. And I just got to do everything I can. And so that was really the big defining moment, was that decision.
Well, and those excuses kind of become the habits.
Absolutely. Totally. Yeah, we don't. And, you know, we take them as quote unquote truth and reality and, you know, being responsible or whatever the hell we paint it with. And if you're not willing to kick all that to the curb and make some different choices, you will stay exactly where you are.
Right. In your book, 21 Days.
In Badass Habits?
Yeah.
The 21 day drill I put you through?
Yes.
Yeah. So what I wanted to do in the book was, I read every Habits book under the sun, and I actually had a Habits course years ago that I used to teach. And they're all great books and everything, but I was like, you know, as a coach and as an impatient person in general, I want results. And I feel like, you know, what I wanted to bring with my habit book that I didn't see out in the world was give the readers all the information they need, but also give them the steps that they can take while they're reading their book to start implementing the stuff they're learning. Cause I know how it is. Like, you read the book, you get all this great information, and then you go take a nap and get on with your life and you don't change anything. So I really wanted in the book while you're reading it to start implementing the new tricks to get the habits rolling while you're still there.
Right. During COVID, I think a lot of people have had a lot of time to self-assess. Mm-hmm. And some people are kind of critical. I mean, I'm just thinking about my friends. There's a lot of self-critical stuff going on right now. And how do we break those habits? And what do you tell people when they fall back on a crummy habit?
Okay, so the habit of being self-critical is a habit, and it's about awareness. All change starts with awareness. So when you start becoming aware of the crappy things you tell yourself, and I mean, sometimes we start out trying to change a habit with the knowledge that we suck at changing this habit because we've tried so many times and we failed. And it's like, yeah, gee, I wonder why you failed again if you're going into it with the expectation that you're going to not follow through. So you've got to really start with that, the thoughts, beliefs, and words. Because this is a big point in my book too, is we focus so much on the action we take and we don't spend any time on the thoughts, beliefs, and words. And that's what's driving the bus, you know? Like, you can take all the action you want. You can throw out all the cigarettes and, you know, get the patch and do all the things. But if you haven't really sat down with your beliefs around your ability to quit smoking, or looked at why you do it in the first place, and most importantly, your identity as a smoker, you're setting yourself up to fail again. So that is really an important part of, that thought, belief, and word piece. You will screw up. We all screw up. We're human. That's what we do great. You know, we do that really well. Just get back on that horse. Like, don't identify with the screw up. Don't be the kind of person who sucks at whatever you're trying to do. Be the kind of person who had a temporary failure, who's serious about making this change and who can make this change. And you get right back in, because speed in this scenario is so important. Because you got to think about it, the habit you're existing in now that you're trying to change has deep roots in you, because it's what you've been doing, and habits are all about repetition. So you've been repeating this for a while, and it's really created a, you know, like a rut in your way of existing. So when you go to change it, your new rut rut is kind of a negative word in most cases, but I'm not using it negative. It's like a little divot, ditch kind of thing you're digging. The new one is fairly shallow, right? So it's competing with the really deep rooted one. So it's all about repetition and digging more and deeper and deeper and deeper. So yes, you're going to screw up, but the faster you get back in there, the better you'll stay with it, because you're competing with such a deep rooted one, right? So it's about the repetition. So I recommend in the book, if you have a cigarette and, you know, if you slip up, if you don't go to the gym one morning, you know, whatever, it's not great, but get back on the horse really quickly. And my other recommendation is, if you don't feel like going for a run one morning, or if you don't, you know, if you don't feel like doing the thing you want to do, just do it for 5 minutes. Like, just do it a little bit, because it is also about the habit of the habit. Mm-hmm. So getting into the habit of showing up for the habit is super important too. So just chunk it down and make it as easy as possible, so that you just keep showing up and become the kind of person who runs every morning, even if it's just for a minute.
That is New York Times bestselling author Jen Sincero. She's authored a whole series of badass books about motivating people to tap into their greatness. Her newest book is called Badass Habits: Cultivate the Awareness, Boundaries, and Daily Upgrades You Need to Make Them Stick. You talk to people all over the world, and you've been doing this coaching for a long time. What are some of the very typical habits people have that are roadblocks?
Well, first of all, I think we don't surround ourselves with the right people. I think that's a huge part of it. You know, having an accountability partner can totally make or break your habit. And you know, if you hang out with your friends who love to booze it up and you're trying to quit drinking, that's not going to go so well. So who you surround yourself with, it's not saying you have to break up with all your besties, but you don't go to the bars with them anymore, and you let them know, you know, I have a whole chapter about boundaries, and you let them know that you're really serious about this and you really appreciate their support. And if they can't do it, then you may not be hanging out with them so much anymore. And, you know, I talk a lot about ritual and making it and really making whatever the habit is, a serious intention as opposed to just sort of winging it. It's important to ground it. It sounds, you know, and your ritual can be anything. It doesn't, you know, you don't need to light a candle and wear purple and do whatever, but, you know, just something to anchor it in that is going to be like, all right, now I am doing this thing. You know, can even just be, you know, before you get on the treadmill, looking in the mirror and being like, all right, I'm going to nail this, like, you know, whatever. But something that just shows you that you're showing up, that you're serious, that you're doing it, little pat on the back. Yeah. I talk about also tracking your habits, because habits have this really irritating trait where you don't see results for quite a while, right? Like, how many sit-ups have you done before you get to see even like a little muscle poking to the surface? So because it's all about repetition, and because we are creatures that really love some positive reinforcement, and if you're not getting any during the repetition, just marking it off each day on the calendar that you show up to do your habit can be a really satisfying way to be like, all right, look at me go. I did it for a whole week. Let's keep going.
I mean, we do that for our kids. We make them.
Right?
Put things on the calendar to create habits.
They still sell those stickers, you know?
Yeah, we're never too old for that.
Right?
You made a conscious decision at some point. You're like, my money issue blows right now. And then how long did it take for things to start turning around?
I don't honestly remember because it was a while ago. Mm-hmm. But I imagine, I mean, honestly, one of the very first things I did was change my mantra, which I also write about in the book. So it probably was pretty instant. My mantra before I became aware and started doing the work was, I can't afford it. I would say I can't afford it 100 times a day because that was my quote unquote truth. And that's, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so when I was reading all these self-help books, we're like, change your beliefs, thoughts, and words. And I was like, all right, I'm doing whatever it takes. I'll do that. Like, it sounded so ridiculous to me. But so every time I started to say, I can't afford it, I started saying, money flows to me easily and freely instead. And what that did was, so for me, the big heartache around money, and I did, and I lay out how to do this, because it's, you can't just pick any, you know, floofy words and hope that it's going to work. It has to have a lot of meaning to you. And for me, freedom and ease, man, that was so important to me. I felt so constricted and stuck and trapped. So to find the words that loosened that for me, it gave me so much excitement, even though I totally didn't believe it at first. It was about the energy behind it. And so I started saying money flows to me easily and freely. And, you know, before that, I was always proving that I can't afford it, right? Like, I was right. I was broke. I sucked at making money, blah, blah, blah. When I started saying money flows to me easily and freely, I started opening myself up to proving that that was right and looking for proof of that, because we really do dictate what our quote unquote realities look like by how we choose to perceive our world. So I was choosing to perceive it and myself as somebody who couldn't afford it. Once I made the choice to perceive myself as somebody who money flowed easily and freely to, everything started to shift. It really did. It sounds bonkers, but think about it. There's a million ways that you can look at your surroundings right now and choose to perceive them, and you will have a different experience. So I know, you know, certainly back in the day, I was angry. I was like, come on now. It can't be that easy. Like, that's so stupid. That's so woo-woo. And how the hell did I just spend 40 years of my life living in, you know, being broke, and now I'm living in a garage, and it's that simple? You know, we want it to be really hard. And certainly I had to work hard and I had to do a lot of things, but that shift was epic.
Yeah. And the point is to shift. Doesn't matter if you're 40 or 50. I mean, we're hoping to live for a long time, so we can do that for the next half of our lives. So
exactly.
That's Jen Sincero. She's a best-selling author, a success coach, a motivational speaker who spent more than a decade traveling the world, helping people transform their lives and their bank accounts with her public appearances, coaching products, and books, including her newest book, Badass Habits: Cultivate the Awareness, Boundaries, and Daily Upgrades You Need to Make Them Stick.